Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Bane by Brenda Jackson, a Harlequin Desire novel, performed by Sean Crisden. Prologue.
You wanted to see me, Dil?
Brisbane Westmoreland asked, walking into his eldest brother Dylan's home office. The scenic view out the window was that of Gemma Lake, the main waterway that ran through the rural part of Denver the locals referred to as Westmoreland Country. For Bane, this was home. This wasn't Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria, which meant he didn't have to worry about booby traps, enemies hiding behind trees and bushes, or the boat dock being wired with explosives set to go off the second someone stepped on it. Westmoreland Country was a place where he felt safe. All in all, he was glad to be back home. Thanksgiving dinner had ended hours ago, and keeping with family traditions, everyone had gathered outside for a game of snow volleyball. Now the females in the Westmoreland family had gathered in the sitting room to watch a holiday movie with the kids, and the men had gone upstairs for a card game.
Yes, come on in, Bane.
Bane stopped in front of Dylan's desk. He knew Dylan was studying him with that sharp eye of his, taking in every detail, and he could imagine what his brother was thinking. Bane was not the same habitual troublemaker who had left Westmoreland Country 5 years ago to make something of himself. Bane would be the first to admit that a lot in his life had changed. He was now military, through and through, both mentally as well as physically. Since graduating from the Naval Academy and becoming a Navy SEAL, he'd learned a lot, seen a lot, and done a lot, all in the name of the United States government.
I want to know how you're doing,
Dylan inquired, interrupting Bane's thoughts. Bane drew in a deep breath. He wished he could answer truthfully. Under normal circumstances, he would say he was in prime fighting condition, but that was not the case. During his team's last covert operation, an enemy's bullet had nearly taken him out, leaving him flat on his back in a hospital bed for nearly 2 months. But he couldn't tell Dylan that. It was confidential. So he said,
I'm fine. Although my last mission took a toll on me, I lost a team member who was also a good friend.
Dylan shook his head sadly.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too. Laramie Cooper was a good guy, one of the best. We went through the academy together.
Bane knew Dylan wouldn't ask for specifics. Bane had explained to his family early on that all his covert ops were classified and linked to national security and couldn't be discussed. Dylan didn't say anything for a minute, and then he asked,
Is that why you're taking a 3-month military leave? Because of your friend's death?
Bane eased down in the leather armchair across from Dylan's desk. When their parents, aunt, and uncle had gotten killed in a plane crash over 20 years ago, Dylan, the eldest of the Denver Westmorelands, had acquired the role of guardian of his 6 brothers. Micah, Jason, Riley, Stern, Canyon, and Bane. And his 8 cousins, Ramsey, Zane, Derringer, Megan, Gemma, the twins Adrian and Aiden, and Bailey. As far as Bane was concerned, Dylan had done an outstanding job in keeping the family together and making sure they each made something of themselves, all while making Blue Ridge Land Management Corporation, founded by their father and uncle, into a Fortune 500 company. Since Dylan was the eldest, he had inherited the main house in Westmoreland Country, along with the 300 acres it sat on. Everyone else, upon reaching the age of 25, received 100 acres to call their own. Thanks to Bailey's creative mind, each of their spreads were given names. Ramsey's Web, Zane's Hideout, Derringer's Dungeon, Megan's Meadows, Gemma's Gem, Jason's Place, Stern's Stronghold, Canyon's Bluff, and Bane's Ponderosa. It was beautiful land that encompassed mountains, valleys, lakes, rivers, and streams. Again, Bane thought about how good it was to be home, and safe here talking with his brother.
No, that's not the reason, Bane said. All my team members are on leave because our last operation was one from hell. However, I'm using my leave for a specific purpose, and that is to find Crystal.
Bane paused before adding somberly,
If nothing else, Coop's death showed me how fragile life is. You can be here today.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?